This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 20th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Tel Aviv, the day is warm and sunny, perfect for outdoor activities. Jerusalem is experiencing similar weather, with clear skies. Haifa is also enjoying mild temperatures under a bright sun. Meanwhile, Eilat is notably warmer, as usual. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, IDF strikes were reported in southern Lebanon earlier today, despite a renewed ceasefire. At least 5 people are reported dead. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that U.S. intelligence suggests ongoing Israeli operations against Hezbollah could undermine a U.S.-Iran memorandum of understanding. This was reported in the past hour. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to a new ceasefire. This deal was brokered by U.S. and Qatari negotiators with Iranian assistance. Separately, the JNS reports that Lebanon-Israel talks will resume in Washington next week, following a call between U.S. Senator Marco Rubio and Lebanese President Michel Aoun. And finally, the Forward reports that Jewish groups are quietly opposing President Donald Trump's new Iran deal. This opposition is less vocal compared to their stance in 2015. From X, the latest. Iris, a local observer, posted just minutes ago that Lebanon claims the IDF attacked the south of the country. Dan Linnaeus, an analyst, wrote earlier today that Hezbollah's recent actions aim to drive a wedge between Washington and Jerusalem. He suggests Tehran seeks to benefit from lifted U.S. sanctions while delaying its own compliance. Ynet Global reported just a short time ago that Iran is pushing for billions in sanctions relief. This comes as Lebanon reports casualties in IDF strikes, with key figures already in Switzerland for talks. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, earlier today, IDF strikes in southern Lebanon resulted in at least 5 deaths, despite a ceasefire. The strikes occurred amid tensions with Hezbollah, which has been firing into Israel. This situation raises concerns about further escalation in the region. Turning to the U.S. intelligence report from the Jerusalem Post, officials claim that Israeli actions against Hezbollah could harm the recent understanding between the U.S. and Iran. This intelligence suggests that continued military operations might jeopardize diplomatic efforts in the region. Meanwhile, according to Ynet, Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to a new ceasefire. This development follows recent deadly exchanges that threaten to flare into wider conflict. The U.S., alongside Qatar and Iran, played a crucial role in brokering this fragile peace. Turning to diplomatic efforts, as reported by JNS, Lebanon-Israel talks are set to resume in Washington next week. This comes after a conversation between Senator Rubio and President Aoun, highlighting ongoing efforts to maintain dialogue amidst regional tensions. Finally, the Forward reports that Jewish groups are pushing back against Trump's Iran deal. Their opposition, while present, is quieter than in the past. The implications of this deal are significant for regional stability and U.S. foreign policy. Turning to business and markets. First, according to CTEC, enterprise AI company Swish.ai, which recently raised $20 million, has sold to Unframe for just $150,000 after entering insolvency. Separately, Globes reports that world leaders are enthusiastically welcoming the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding. This agreement emphasizes the urgent need to reopen the Strait of Hormuz for free navigation. And finally, Ynet Business notes that oil prices have plunged following the U.S.-Iran agreement announcement. The expected opening of the Strait of Hormuz is impacting global oil markets, with Brent crude prices dropping. You've been listening to Israel 18 News. On Saturday, our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.